We're speaking with Riley and Seth. We have the champions here. You're the first ever champions of the Ag Mechanics. Tell us a little bit about your project.
It's a 20+5 tandem dual with two 10,000-pound axles with a 5-foot dove.
So what all can you haul?
You can haul up to a 160-horse tractor and a 4D dozer.
Where did you guys come up with this idea?
So it was actually Tracy's idea. You know, him and his dad were, you know, discussing building a trailer. And so one day we just, you know, let's get started on this. Let's do it. So we got in the shop. We got a piece of paper out. And we just started drawing. And here we are. We got a trailer presented.
Now, did you guys decide to build the trailer before you knew about the Ag Mechanics, or you were already just kind of building the trailer?
We heard about the deal. Mm-hmm. And then we've kind of been wanting to try to do something like this. And this caliber of a deal, because like, we have no time before the Tulsa Fair,
sure,
whenever this deal starts. So we said, this gives us enough time and enough effort to do it.
How long did it take you?
So we logged 96 class hours in, but we had a few extra hours put into it.
Is this something you work on while you're in your ag class?
Yes, we had 2 hours of ag class that we worked on it.
And who all joined you in the project?
So we had certain individuals doing certain items, but we had everybody get hands-on with the trailer. You know, we had about, 15 people in the class.
This is a really cool thing for Ag Mechanics because it's a new category that maybe if you're not showing a steer or a heifer or a livestock animal, you still get to participate and win some really cool prizes.
Oh, yeah. It brings those people who don't show, mm-hmm, like you said. It gives them their ability to come to OYE. Mm-hmm. And if they have never been, and it brings them to this world of OYE, like I show. So I've been here multiple times. So, and some of our other people who are in our group show too. And it's just, we know about OYE, and this is their first time ever doing this. So we got to experience this side of this deal.
Yeah. So this is your first OYE?
This is my first OYE, you know. When I was given the opportunity to do this, I was excited, and I've enjoyed every bit of it. Meeting new people, just learning about what they did. And this really brought skills to the people who don't show. You know, it's fun. I enjoy every bit of it.
Well, a lot of times people forget how much we need skilled labor workers in the world, and this is what this teaches you guys, how to, like, get your craft and how you can go out in the world and actually make money and do something with it.
It definitely gives opportunities to people who don't show, or, you know, just get them out in the classroom, get hands-on with a piece of metal, or, you know, it shows the skills in people that don't really do much.
And now you guys have the opportunity because it's going up for auction, so now we need people to bid some big money to get you guys some more recognition for this amazing project, right? Where do they go to bid on the actual items?
You can go on bigiron.com. It's
okay.
It's a bidding site, and they is worldwide.
Everybody that's listening right now, any state, any country, really, can safely bid online if they'd like to.
Yes, anybody can get on there, look at this trailer, bid for it. He can go to anybody in this world.
Now, Riley, how old are you?
I am 18.
Okay, so this is your last year.
This is my last year.
And you, Seth?
I'm 18.
Okay, so now you guys have to pass the torch to the younger generation. They're going to have some big shoes to fill, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, they will. I hope they do something better than we did.
You'll have to come up. You'll have to start thinking about ideas so they'll be ready for next year. I mean, now you got a legacy, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, we were talking about some things that we could do if we were juniors, mm-hmm, or sophomores, and it's just like, yeah.
Possibilities are endless.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, with the caliber of trailer that we built this year, I mean, we could have went bigger for next year. You know, if we could have done something different, done a bigger style of a trailer, like longer and other stuff like that.
Well, you set the bar pretty high. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thank you.